This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 12:03 in Chicago. You're listening to live coverage on News Radio WBBM of a announcement from the Chicago Bears that they will unveil plans for a new stadium along the lakefront at Soldier Field. While the video presentation plays at the United Club at Soldier Field, this is Rob Hart with Josh Liss in the WBBM studios in downtown Chicago, wrapping up presentations from Mayor Brandon Johnson and Chicago Bears President Kevin Warren as they get set to unveil their plans to build a new lakefront stadium for the Chicago Bears south of Soldier Field. Josh Liss, your overwhelming impressions as you listen to the first 22 minutes of that news conference.
Yeah, I guess I'll just empty the notebook. The event began with prayer. Thanking Kevin Warren for bringing the stadium plans this far. Then there was Chairman George McCaskey thanking Mayor Johnson and a number of aldermen for being on hand, saying he was excited to invest and it will benefit Chicago and visitors, McCaskey said. He didn't get anywhere close to saying who may pay for this, but then President Kevin Warren talked about his 1 year on the job. He's having the time of his life. He said, "It's time for us to do something special together in Chicago." Warren said the museum campus was the most attractive footprint in the world and makes Chicago special. He expressed confidence they can all get it done. Then it was Mayor Johnson, incredibly enthusiastic, saying it was a beautiful day for the city of Chicago and that the Bears were betting on Chicago.
Well, of course, this is an incredible public relations presentation right now. The fact that Mayor Brandon Johnson is here with the Bears when he was kind of leery about the use of public funds on a private stadium. What kind of message does that send?
Yeah, what Mayor Johnson has said today and just moments ago while they played the video unveiling some of the renderings, and you go to our website for that, he says the Bears are committed to that $2 billion in investments, but the projected price tag is well over $4 billion. So to your question, where's that money going to come from? They haven't addressed that yet, the Bears and the mayor. The mayor says it'll result in no new taxes on Chicagoans, which creates fair speculation that it'll likely come from hotel taxes affecting out-of-towners, and that any new building will host year-round activities.
And one person who will be a key decision maker in this whole process is not at the news conference today, and that is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, because if the mayor is talking about hotel taxes and not raising taxes on Chicagoans or existing taxes on Chicagoans, then we're talking about the hotel tax that funds the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, which is still paying off the bonds from the Soldier Field renovation in 2003 and the bonds from the construction of New Comiskey Park in 1991. And that requires legislative action from the state of Illinois, and Governor Pritzker said earlier this morning that he remains skeptical about public funds for private sports facilities, especially given all the needs of the state of Illinois. So does this seem like a premature celebration? Would the ref throw the flag for excessive celebration at this point when so many details are yet to be ironed out?
Well, a lot of guys spike the football just by getting into the red zone, even though no points are on the board. I have a feeling, Rob, that that is where the Bears and the city are at in this point. They are certainly approaching and into the red zone as they've gotten through the video portion, creating and showing off some renderings that show spectacular, not just Bears football, but multi-events, concerts, and more along that to what will be a new Bears stadium, they hope.
And they are the video presentation has concluded, and they are tying this presentation today into the Century of Progress exhibition that was along the lakefront in the 1930s that led to or which the original Soldier Field was a key component of. So clearly they are trying to tie this whole thing into the history of development along the lakefront. He is sports director Josh List. This is Rob Hart. We're going to keep it right here.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Right now, the Bears are unveiling their plan for an enclosed, publicly owned stadium. Supreme Court justices hear arguments involving abortion bans and exceptions to them. It's Personal Finance Wednesday, deciding between the high cost of childcare and being a stay-at-home parent. WBBM Business. The markets are mixed right now. The Dow is down 65 points. The NASDAQ is up 20. The S&P 500 is down 2.5. AccuWeather says for the rest of the afternoon, mostly sunny, breezy, and chilly. A high today of 48. We have 41 degrees right now in Chicago under cloudy skies. At 12:31, topping our news at the half hour, executives with the Chicago Bears are at Soldier Field right now, taking the wraps off the team's proposal for a reimagined lakefront with a publicly owned domed stadium as its centerpiece. The team is proposing a $4.5 billion development that would be built with the help of about $2 billion in private investment from the Bears and other stakeholders. Team Chairman George McCaskey says the proposed development would help the team honor the legacy of founder George Halas.
We are excited to invest in the greatest city in the world through a stadium project and site improvements that will benefit Chicagoans and visitors.
Mayor Johnson also noted the proposed stadium development would not lead to increased taxes for Chicagoans, but we're waiting to hear what other public revenue would be involved. At an unrelated event in New Lenox this morning, Governor Pritzker said he remains skeptical about whether the Bears' proposal is a good deal for Illinois taxpayers.
It's very important to me that with all that the state needs to accomplish, that we think about what the priorities are of the state.
You can check out renderings of the Bears proposal plus complete coverage of the announcement by clicking the banner link across the top of the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com. WBBM's Terry Keschner is at Soldier Field. We'll hear much more from him coming up live at 103. Supreme Court justices are raising questions about whether state bans on abortions during medical emergencies conflict with federal health care law.
The Supreme Court is considering whether emergency abortions can be performed in states that have enacted abortion bans. 14 states now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. The Biden administration argues that even in those states, federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies when a patient's life or health is at serious risk. The case being argued today comes from Idaho, which contends that its abortion ban does have exceptions for life-saving procedures, but that allowing it in more medical emergencies would turn hospitals into abortion enclaves. Idaho accuses the Biden administration of misusing a health care law that is meant to ensure patients aren't turned away based on their ability to pay. The high court is expected to rule by the end of June. Donna Water, Washington.
It's 12:33 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are turning higher now. We'll welcome in Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Financial, based in New York. Art, thank you for joining us today. Is there anything, Art, the Federal Reserve can do to help the Bears build a stadium on Chicago's lakefront?
That's a really good question, right? They can bring down the cost of money to make the project a little more affordable, but I think that's heading our way at some point in time this year anyway. So congratulations. That's very exciting. I just got to figure out where the White Sox are going to be playing next year.
Well, that's a topic for another time. If you have 6 hours, Art, we can hash that one out. But it does bring about the power of public relations. And that does take us to the first quarter presentations that publicly traded companies have been unveiling for the past couple of weeks or so. And that takes us to Tesla yesterday, which their stock popped not based on their dreary earnings report from the first quarter, but on what they say they plan to do about introducing a more affordable car. What does the street like about that?
Well, I would tell you this. I think that the secular headwinds for Tesla that are well priced into the stock coming into their earnings report are pretty clear. And the biggest of those is we've likely saturated the first movers into EVs, meaning the early adopters have already bought their electronic vehicles. And to get the next layer of demand, you need to have a lower priced vehicle. And clearly some competition from China in a lower priced vehicle market, both domestically and globally, was going to be a headwind. So I think Elon Musk did a good job saying we're going to get on that. That's our next rollout, and we can do it on the same production lines. So that added a layer of hope that they're getting the message that to increase sales, you need to now compete with China. And that's been the case for most of this year. Tesla's been under a great deal of pressure. I thought he used a great phrase, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but he said elevators used to be operated by somebody, and now they're not. And I think taxis are going to be there in a couple of years, and we're going to be the lead in robo-taxis. So I thought that was interesting. He's obviously the face and the voice behind that company, and I think investors like what they heard in a stock that is down a great deal in a very short period of time, not just year-to-date, but over the last 12 months.
Markets are climbing right now. Did anything happen in the past 30 minutes to an hour that led to this about-face?
Yeah, it's as simple as this. We thought we're seeing a tick up in yields. The yield on the 10-year entered the day at 4.66. It got a little higher than that, just back down to 4.65. So a little wiggle in the yield markets can cause a lot of commotion in the equity markets. We've seen that over the last course of the last couple of weeks. We broke out of a range that was basically 4 to 4.3% yield on the 10-year. That got as high as 4.7, and that caused a big risk-off attitude. That had settled down this week a bit, and we're not really moving around that much. And pulling back in yields a little bit from this morning's high, I think, helped reinvigorate a market that wanted to trade higher. We've been up 2 days in a row after being down basically 3 weeks in a row. And I think that the focus will now shift back to the earnings schedule and not necessarily how high yields are going.
And it seems like earnings season for the first quarter is delivering what investors want to hear. In lieu of hearing about interest rate cuts, which have gone from 6 to 3 to 2 to possibly 1, maybe 0, as long as corporate earnings are still strong, they like that.
Yeah, and I think there's a hand-in-glove relationship with that. When you think about the fact that the reason that we're going to see fewer rate cuts this year is because the economy is more resilient. Likely drives better earnings results, right? So a stronger economy means better earnings. So investors are willing to forego some of those rate cuts for a more resilient economy and better earnings. And I think that's a very intuitive place to be, which is the transition we've made over the course of the last couple of months. Entered the year thinking 6 rate cuts, and that would be great. Now we think there's going to be 2 rate cuts, and that's okay because the economy's doing okay. And perhaps it takes a bit longer to get to the Fed's target for inflation. But along the way, if the economy's growing, then earnings will be growing.
Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Financial in New York, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, how the cost of daycare can impact career decisions.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
60 minutes of financial planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. The often crippling cost of childcare can almost cancel out the money made from a job. Let's discuss making that tough decision, made even more challenging by the benefits of being a stay-at-home parent. We're joined by Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago, the website engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, thank you for joining us today. This may be the most contentious issue in any marriage, and that is when the kiddo comes along, do you go to daycare? Do you stay home? What can you do to make ends meet until that child goes off to school?
Yeah, Rob, raising a child is not an inexpensive proposition. I mean, recent figures, the estimated cost to raise a child born today is over $300,000. So, you know, we love our kids and we want our kids to be with us, but it is something to consider when you're developing that family, that household, and having those really good conversations in terms of aligning goals is quite important, obviously, to make sure that there's peace and harmony within the family, not only today, but well in the future.
Now, you find some people saying, well, I am working only for childcare, or I am working only for insurance. But that's kind of a misnomer, because if you have a full-time job, you are also working towards retirement savings, which will not be present if you stay home full-time.
Exactly. And you know, Rob, as well as your listeners, right, this is a no-judge zone on Personal Finance Wednesday. So every situation is different. And so, yes, if you've got two spouses and they're both working and contributing to 401ks, you know, they're saving for the future. And maybe they have more expendable income to be able to save more for college and other things. And so, again, kind of lining out that plan as best as you can today, knowing quite well, as long as your priorities are organized and aligned, you're good. I mean, there are some parents who probably, you know, should be at home with their kids, and there may be some parents who should not be raising their kids. And so again, ultimately, what you decide in terms of a family should be driven less necessarily by finances and then more of, again, what you're trying to accomplish from an overall household perspective.
And then generally, Ed, where does this discussion end? Does it usually end when that child goes off to school on a full-time basis, once they go to a full-time kindergarten? And does the debate then switch to, am I working strictly to pay for daycare, to now am I working strictly to pay for tuition?
Well, and that's the case, right? So there will be a time and place for most parents, right, where their kids, ultimately, the cost of education is relatively high. So saving for retirement may take a back seat or two. But again, ultimately, Rob, having those conversations early, and as some of your listeners may well know, sometimes even after your kids are out of the house, those financial demands still continue. So again, having those good, solid conversations about what is important for the household, especially when it comes to, you know, the formation of the family and finances, just you got to have those conversations on a continual basis.
Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Find him online at theengagewealthgroup.com.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Shares of Tesla soar despite a disappointing first quarter. Joining us to help explain what's behind the optimism among traders on Wall Street is Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent in Detroit. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. And it seems like Wall Street is in favor of Elon Musk's plan to pivot to the more to the mid-range car buyer, thinking that probably the upper end of the electric vehicle demo has been maxed out as far as car purchases are concerned.
Yeah, it's a little more than that. Tesla is also going to be updating most of its products and doing it much more quickly. I think the other factor for the increase in Tesla stock today is the fact that maybe it fell a little bit more than people were expecting it to fall. And some people were wanting to maybe look at getting some bargains, if you can call what Tesla stock price is a bargain.
It seems like that the Tesla is experiencing the growing pains of the EV space writ large. Everybody knows EVs are the future, and all of the automakers have retooled their processes to meet that future. But the electric vehicle market is not growing nearly as quickly as they anticipated, and now they have to adapt to that new reality.
Exactly. And of course, Tesla doesn't have big gasoline powered pickups to fall back on for profits like we saw at General Motors yesterday. So Tesla has to sell EVs at a profit. And even though their profit fell 55%, they still did make a good amount of money in the first quarter. But they've had to discount, and they're also putting in new manufacturing techniques so that in the future, it won't cost them as much to build EVs, so that will help their profitability going forward.
And then, when all the other factor of and this is again another issue the entire EV space is facing, and that is you got all the early adopters in. They purchased their electric vehicles, whether it's a Tesla or a Mustang Mach-E or a Chevy Bolt or what have you. But then you have others who may be interested in purchasing the electric vehicle, but they are concerned about range and infrastructure. You know where the gas station is, but you don't want to find out the hard way that the Walgreens doesn't have the charging station that you thought it had.
Exactly. You've got the situation with charging, especially in a city like Chicago, where you have a lot of people who park their vehicles on street. I mean, they can't charge them in a garage overnight because they don't have a garage. So public infrastructure is important for that as well. And as you mentioned, the people who bought an EV because it's an EV, well, they have their EV. Other people, you have to give them reasons to buy. And, you know, it's a diverse market. So there are a lot of people who have different reasons to want an EV or not want an EV.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent in Detroit. Thank you for joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.